Biometric CV. Rayville tech said monitor physical performance is booming, but is there a place for it in the office? We will spend $42 billion globally on 225 million wearable devices, such as smartwatches this year, consultancy Gartner predicts. So perhaps it's no surprise workplaces are exploring their potential too. Wearables that monitor physical performances have become commonplace for professional athletes, and Dr. Chris Brower from Goldsmiths, the University of London, thinks they'll move into white-collar environments too. A company might, for example, pull someone from a big sale pitch if the biometric data shows they haven't slept for a past 3 nights. Ambitious workers might turn it to their advantage too, handing over their data to potential employers to show how well they respond to stress. The law around the collection of biometric data in the workplace is still emerging, and this technology will certainly raise privacy, data storage, and anti-discrimination concerns. For the athlete, there are clear and compelling reasons to collect physical performance data that would otherwise be considered intrusive. But will optimizing white-collar productivity as seen as justifiable? Gartner found that 6% of U.S., European, and Canadian companies survey checked workers using biometrics. Right now, it's most often a fingerprint or retina scan to clock on rather than monitoring physical performance at work. It seems inevitable, though, that some firms will see advantage in expanding its uses.